Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Buckshot Arbor Care.
I'm the owner and operator of Buckshot Arbor Care. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you anytime anybody...
Yeah, I'm well aware. I've actually spoken with quite a few marketing companies. Actually, I've spoken with about four today. You're the fourth one. Are you actually located in Jupiter? I see your number coming from there.
No. So the reason you're getting the calls today from that area is we had that position become available in your geographic area. So they're all calling through today to fill that open position there. So once it fills, the calls will stop. We can work with just one business per category, per area, per position. Can I ask?
Per company?
What? I'm sorry, one more time? You're cutting out on
me. So every single company can work with one person?
I don't know about every single company. So we're a Google channel partner, and as a Google channel partner, we can work with just one. So there, when a position opens up like it did today, we're notified, and we call through the area to fill it. So I don't know the companies that are calling you. I would assume they're Google channel partners, too. I mean, there are a lot that aren't, you know. They're like two guys in the basement, or they're overseas.
My only question was like, but, you know, if there's only one spot available on Google, then how can you call me, right? Let's say you call me and you get my business. Then how can the next company just not call somebody else and get their business? And, like, how does that work?
Yeah, so it won't allow any other calls out to the area. If you signed up with me, then the calls would stop. You wouldn't get any more calls after that. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So can I ask what stopped you from moving forward with any of the calls you received so far today?
Well, honestly, I only really liked what one guy was saying. His prices were good. You know, I really liked his sales pitch. You know, I'm familiar. I'm in sales as well. You know, so I'm familiar with the business. But, I don't just spend money to people call me, you know what I mean? So, you know, I vet every company that I talk to, you know, and see, you know, as a marketing company, you'd think as a marketing company, you would have reviews about your company. And they had a website, they had a fairly well, you know, they had a nice put together website, but, you know, I couldn't find any reviews about their company. And also, so I asked them for a reference, a company that they've worked with before. And so he had me go on Google, and, you know, search up, roofing in Texas or something like that in a specific area in Texas. And, you know, the guy did pop up. He told me that that was his client, but I told him, you know, I put him on hold and I called them and they had never heard of him before.
You called the company, the reference that he gave you?
Yeah. Cause he was like, yeah, you know, he was just trying to show me. And then he was like, yeah, you know, you see that? Like he just had me put in like arbitrary, like a roofer in this place in Texas, you know, like something somebody would Google search in that area looking for a roofer. And then so he was like, you see how this company BG, it was like BDJ or BDG or something like that roofing. Is number one spot. Well, you know, that's our client. And then I was like, okay, I put him on hold. I called them and talked to the owner of the company, and he had never heard of their company.
Never heard of them. Okay. Yeah, we can prove to you who we are and that we're legitimate. Are you servicing just, I know that Jensen Beach is home base, but how far are you typically traveling?
So I'm willing to work anywhere between Fort Pierce and I pretty much work mostly on the coast. I don't mind going west a little bit, but, from Fort Pierce to West Palm Beach is pretty much my area, but I try to stay more like, Stewart, Hope Sound, Jupiter, Port Sound.
Okay. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Tyler.
Tyler, it's nice to meet you. How long have you been in business in the area there?
Well, so I've been doing what I do for about 4 years, but I've only been running my own company for about 4.5 months.
Oh, okay. You were working for somebody else before? Or just
Correct.
Kind of flat? Oh, got it. Okay. Okay. And now it's just you? Or is it you
yeah.
and a...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then, so while we were talking, I was messaging my regional manager for the area, John, to let him know, that you're going to want to see, references and things like that. So let me ask you, you see value in all of this, right? Being found
yes.
at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So why don't I,
you know, because right now the way that I get most of my business is, you know, I do a lot of door knocking. You know, driving around, I see a tree that needs to be trimmed, I give them, you know, I knock on their door, word of mouth, you know, referrals, things like that. And so, you know, I'm having issues filling a schedule because, you know, like if I go out and I need to make money on a day, then, you know, the first job I get, I'm going to take it and do it right there versus let's say I do a big job the next day, then I have the ability to go out and door knock and then just schedule a job for later on and instead of just doing it right then and there.
Right then and there. Okay.
Right. So that way that gives me more time throughout the day to, you know, schedule jobs. But definitely, you know, attracting more attention to me and having people call me instead of me having that, you know, obviously I'm going to chase after, you know, all the business that I see. But, you know, having that ability, being able to actually fill a schedule is very important.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like this would be perfect for you. Okay. I've got John. He's my, again, my regional manager for the area. I'm going to pull up the pricing as well as get any questions addressed about who we are and what we do. So if we could show you who we are, that we're legitimate, and do that for you at a reasonable rate, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me grab that. Hang on here.
Yeah, I've really only ever worked out with like one other thing in Angie's lead, and they screwed me over. I'm not happy with Angie's leads. I don't know.
Thank you for holding. Is this Tyler?
Oh, hi. How's it going?